And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Corey Sandin. We're right here at Day at the Docks this morning, and boy, what a beautiful morning here at Day at the Docks. Live on the Let's Talk Hookup app and also streaming on the Let's Talk Hookup website. We've got Captain Fred Huber from the Daily Double, and then we're going to have a host of other great people here associated with Let's Talk Hookup and the Day at the Docks today. So it's going to be a great day here at Day at the Docks. Come on down to the San Diego Landings and tune in to us right here on the Let's Talk Hookup radio network.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created three additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels. The Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Good morning, Corey.
Good morning, Pete. Great. Nice to be here.
Yeah, what a beautiful place to broadcast, right?
Oh, man. Festival of Sport Fishing. How could it get any better?
Yeah, Day at the Docks is a celebration of sport fishing. And, boy, it's already busy. The actual event doesn't start till 9 a.m., but it's a busy time already down here. And already people are coming by the booth, entering that contest to win a $100 gift card to Fisherman's Landing Tackle by showing us that you have downloaded the app or having us download the app for you. And so come on by the booth here this morning and see the guys, Gary and Tommy and we'll get you set up there on the app to listen here. And wow, it's going to be a great morning. And you've participated and been associated with Day at the Docks for a long time, right, Corey?
For many years. Yeah. I don't have a booth down here this year, but it's been.
Well, you ran out of product at the Fred Hall Show.
Let me tell you.
I mean, man, that was
a crazy Long Beach and crazy Del Mar.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But we have a guy sitting next to us that's been a part of the Day at the Docks for many, many years, right, Fred Huber?
Yes, Pete. Good morning.
Good morning. And how long have you been down at this place down here and been hanging out? This is the 40th year of Day at the Docks. Yeah.
I've been here the whole time.
The whole time? Yeah. 40 years?
I think so.
Are we that old?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And so what's going on the Daily Double?
We do boat rides.
Okay.
It's the introduction. It's like, you know, I tell the people that this would be the first stop. We go out to the bait receivers. We let them look at sea lions. We pull up, and they're excited, and it's a day when we're pretty happy with sea lions ourselves.
You know, honestly, I mean, that sounds like a nightmare, right? Let's go look at the sea lions. But for the family and significant others of those who do ride your boat.
There's companies in town that get $25, $30 to go out to the bait receivers and look at sea lions, and we charge
$3. $3
today. $3.
Today only, right?
Yes, sir.
It's a special Day at the Docks deal, and there's a lot going on. They have the kids fishing on the docks at all three landings, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I'm
kind of focused on my boat.
On your boat.
So we had the Mission Bells away from the dock today.
Are they fishing yellow?
They're getting on that yellowtail bite.
How about that, man?
Yeah.
How? That's got to be an unbelievable volume of fish down there.
It really is. Listen to the guys talk. It sounds like they moved in really good. They've battled some weather this week. We put a new sonar on the Mission Bell this year, and they're so excited about it. Steve told me the other day, Fred, this is exactly why we put it on the stormy spring weather. They've got a stabilized sonar now, and they're able to see that fish when it's up high, where the previous sonars is kind of tough. So the guys are real excited about that on the Mission Bell.
That is a big deal. I mean, people don't realize, but that's the game at the islands these days.
Yeah, just another $15,000 piece of equipment that, you know, nobody sees, nobody knows, but boy, at the end of the day, you know, the confidence for the captains and the crew and you know, being able to see the fish, it's a big deal.
Yeah, that is a big deal. Well, that's a cool thing. And it's still down near the rock pile area and stuff like that. A lot of those guys have been down there. It's kind of a – I would imagine with the better weather today, that fleet of boats down there has got to be a good one. Is that interfering with – it doesn't seem to be interfering with the catches, though.
That's such a phenomenal fleet of boats.
Yeah.
I mean, all of us, and we're happy to be part of it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Do you wish you were down there, or you just love that half-day stuff?
Well, Pete, you know, it's been a long weekend for me, baseball day yesterday with the kids. I'm starting to umpire games, so just change of venues.
Yeah.
I take it all in.
Yeah.
Take it all in. I'm lucky I get to do everything I get to do.
But people will still find you on the Daily Double on a regular basis, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
This is year 29.
Year 29. And tell us the current schedule on the Daily Double, and what are you catching?
So we depart at 8:30 in the morning, return at 2:30 in the afternoon, and that's 7 days a week. We've been fishing bottom fish for rockfish and whitefish. There's been some sculpin. There's been some good bass down south. I didn't get down there this week. The weather was so funky. We had a little bit of maintenance done. You know, we laid in a few days and get ready for today.
Uh-huh.
Got the boat looking pretty.
Yeah, all right. That's cool. So if somebody wants to come down, it's coming down today at the docks, and they want to go for a boat ride, how does that work?
What'd
you say, $3?
I think that's what it is, $3.
Wow.
Yeah.
How you beat that? I mean, seriously, take the family, take your significant other, your kids, out to the bait receivers, you know. And
the little train in Balboa Park costs $3.
Well, there you go.
Maybe they're up to $5. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
It's a bargain.
So how does one get on the boat?
Just come down to the dock. Come down the dock and wait to get on the boat.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Well, hey, we've got a special guest on the line, Captain Frank. Oh, we lost him. Sorry. Anyway, we had Frank there, but hopefully Frank will come back and we'll get him rolling there. And I'm sure he's got some good information on Roy's catch down there at the bank, who we heard from yesterday. But anyway, so they just walk down to Point Loma Sport Fishing, and they get on the boat.
Yes, look for the crowd.
All right, very good. Yeah, that's fantastic. Now, big event going on today, of course, is right next to us. People are already lined up, and that's the Captain Rollo's Kids at Sea program with the used tackle sale.
Pete, lined up. They're literally looking at the rods.
Yeah.
Looking for the best deal. Grant trying to
umpire over
there.
Yeah, he's watching. He's watching. Don't even try it, guys, because Grant's on the case. But there's guys that have their eye on. And what happens is people donate used tackle to Captain Rollo.
Throughout the year.
And there's some incredible tackle. I mean, really, really good stuff.
There's a ton of rods lined up, just like they're at the rail.
And it's rods, reels, all kinds of used tackle are
available. Tackle bags over there?
Yeah, tackle bags, lots of stuff. Maybe some of the tackle bags are full.
Right?
Yeah, I'll bet they are.
Yellow.
I bet there are some in there. But basically what you do is just go over there, and they have things priced out, and you get a bargain. You can basically almost steal it. But the cool thing is all that money goes to taking kids fishing.
How much better does it get?
It's such a worthy cause.
Isn't it? Yeah.
You see it firsthand.
I do.
You take kids fishing on your boat all the time from Count Rollo's, right?
I'm so lucky to be able to be on the other end of it where we get to take the kids out, show them a good time, and so many inner-city kids and kids that have never been on a boat before, and we get to share our passion about fishing with them, and it's so enlightening, and it opens so many eyes, and you like to think that, you know, eventually my job is to get those kids addicted to what we're addicted to.
Yeah.
And hopefully that comes to pass.
But, and that joy, honestly, could start with something as simple as stopping at the bait receivers and seeing the sea lions, and something that's a nemesis to us is actually a bonding agent, right? I mean, it kind of gets them excited, and they get to feed the seagulls. And
they want to be marine biologists and all that.
And continue fishing.
Yep.
That's what we hope, right?
That's what we hope.
That's the whole idea.
But if nothing else, just exposing them to it.
Yes.
You know, and kids from the Valley, from El Centro, there's a group coming up that's from the desert. And just to get them, you know,
exposed to what's right here?
Yeah, the ocean that's an hour and a half, 2 hours away from
them. And Fred, when I was at Seaforth, we had kids from the inner city, National City, and that literally lived just a few miles from the ocean or the bay that had never
seen it.
That literally, I mean, how do you fathom that, right? I mean, they had literally never seen the ocean.
Yeah.
And they're literally 5 miles from the bay.
Yep.
It's pretty sensational, a pretty amazing experience to take kids fishing and watch them. I can imagine. Now, on the Daily Double, are you seeing guys like Corey in their skiffs catching calicos this time of the year?
I love it.
Guys like Corey.
You just had to throw that jab in there. Yeah,
he's so unique. Is there another guy like Corey?
No, there's not. You know, not very many. That's for sure. Is the calico bite starting to happen?
I would think that there's bass fishing to be had. We saw 63-degree pretty clean water. If my bait was a little smaller, I'd be thinking about it. Some of the structure fishing we had down south, we pulled some good bass.
South of the point.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. But I would think so, Pete. I mean, ask Corey.
Yeah,
right?
Well, I was
guys like Corey.
Yeah.
Ask Corey.
So there's actually been very good calico fishing up and down. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
So some of the guys I know fish in Palos Verdes have had some good ones.
Okay.
Benny had one 8 to 9 pounds.
Benny Florentino.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Benny had a good one. There's actually a lot less kelp than there was in the last couple of years.
Kelp
at
like
this
almost
point,
non-existent.
At
right
this
now.
Point in time, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, how do you fathom that? I mean, we've had a little more swell. You know, we've had more northwesterly swell winter than we've had in the past 5-6 years. And something that's unique, not unique, but it's different compared to the last 5 or 6 years. And like Fred mentioned, we had 63-degree water, but we get a wind event. Every 4 or 5, 6 days, we get a wind event that kind of neutralizes the conditions, you know.
Yeah.
So it just kind of
Yeah, that's surface temperature. So,
but Corey, I know you catch calicos all year long.
Right. Yeah,
right.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter water temperature. It's just consistency. Honestly, we talk about it in the seminars and if you have 59, 58 degree water, but you've had it for a couple weeks, you're going to make things happen.
And if not, we're not far away from it busting wide open, right? I mean, Fred's got a smile on his face. He knows what's coming. It's spring, right? And it's going to be next month, the month after. It's going to be very good calico fishing. But we got Captain Franco Presti on the line. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, Pete. How are you?
Hey, doing great. We're down here at Day at the Docks, and we were just talking about Captain Rollo's being all set up with all the rods and reels and tackle boxes and raising money to take kids fishing.
And the Reel a Week thing. Don't forget that.
Oh, yeah. Reel a Week kicks off at today, right today here. Absolutely.
That is correct. Pete, I wanted to just let you know, and good morning, Fred, by the way. Good morning, Fred, to you. Pete, I just wanted to let you know that Paul Carano yesterday had 38 bluefin, three of which were over 100. The rest were pretty much 60 to 75 pounds. And that was yesterday, and he's in the area all day today. He's on a three-day trip. We have a four-day trip leaving on Tuesday, and there are three or four openings for anybody that's interested. Then, meanwhile, on the Royal Polaris, I'm not sure the lady's name, but we haven't had good reception from them, but we do know a lady got a 303. We do know that John Yamati has a 265.
Ooh,
we know
John.
Of several others over 200, along with some very good wahoo fishing, okay?
Wow. Roy called the show yesterday and gave us the live report, and it sounds like he's getting them. You know, it sounds like tuna fishing, he said, was a little bit tough, but there's some serious quality and some good wahoo fishing. But this is very exciting about Captain Paul Caramero on the Shogun catching those bluefin. Wow, and that's so... Is that within day-and-a-half range, Frank?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There were other boats that were in the area that were in day-and-a-half range also.
Yeah.
I mean, there were fishing day-and-a-half trips. But anyhow, day-and-a-half trip will get you to the fish. If somebody feels like they'd like to get on a little longer trip, like I said, we have a four-day leaving on Tuesday, and Jen will be in the office all day today. And that's all I have, Paul, or Pete. So have a good day and
better weather this week too, Frank, for that 4-day trip. That sounds fantastic. So again, if they want to book that trip, they call the Lopresti Sport Fishing office and book that trip. And she's going to be in the office today.
That's correct. 619-226-8030. And good morning to Corey also.
All right. And, of course, you can book online at shogunsportfishing.com. Frank, thanks very much for the update. That's pretty good. In fact, somebody was just asking me yesterday, anybody catch any more bluefin? I think the weather had it down, right, Fred?
I'm not sure, Pete.
Yeah. No, that's not sure.
Well.
Yeah. But the buzz around the landing is pretty high right now,
and
right?
It sounds like they've seen it in a few different places, too. So it's moving. But, you know, once... All the boats are tied up here. Once all those guys get out there, forget it. They're going to put their fingers on it.
Oh, they keep their finger on it.
Yeah.
Right? So the wind events kind of back off a little bit, and you're able to get somebody on every day. But something I wanted to mention, too, Pete, is with Frank being on the line with the Shogun, I have a skiff trip, MC Swimbait skiff trip, June 15th on the Shogun that has a few open spots, too. So you're talking about calico fishing.
Yeah. Now, on the Shogun, you're primarily going after calicos down at the islands,
it'll be
right?
A coastal trip down, fishing down to Sacramento Reef and Geronimo. I mean, it can be absolutely phenomenal down there.
Is there a possibility, if there's wide open bluefin, that you go after that?
You think?
Yeah.
How would that work, right? Let's do it.
Yeah, be pretty good. Hey, Carl's here from Fisherman's Landing. Morning, Carl.
Morning, everyone. How's everyone doing?
Great. We just heard from Frank, and, of course, you're the source there. Now, that four-day trip on the Shogun, can we book it through Fisherman's Landing?
No, not yet. We'll try to work on that.
Okay.
But right now, that's just going to be through the office.
Okay.
We could try link up or whatever, but I'll talk to Frank about that tomorrow and stuff like that. But, yeah, the information's on our website also. But then if they want to book, they could just go to the Shogun's website or call Jen or one of the girls in the office.
Okay, yeah. So, one way or another, if they call Fisherman's Liner or Lopresti for the sport fishing,
you'll get them
on the Shogun
on that four-day.
What timing, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's about as good as it gets right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
So, especially for the weather, considering what we've had the last week or so, but the forecast for this week looks really nice.
Looks really nice. Yeah. So what's going on at Fisherman's Landing today?
Exciting week we've had, especially with the bluefin and the yellowtail local. So very good fishing for the guys that just – or bluefin fishing for the guys that came in this morning. Condor had 21 bluefin up to 130 pounds for 24 guys.
What?
They lost quite a few fish just because – most of that fish earlier this week was all that 40 to 60 pound stuff, you know, occasional 80 pounder, but they definitely had some fish up to 130 pounds and some bigger ones they lost, they said.
Wow.
So, and the Tomahawk had fish up to 100 pounds, and Frank just said they had three over 100 pounds. So, good fishing for everyone yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
Then the Liberty ended up with 103 yellowtail, which is really good news considering all the wind we had this week. They made it out Thursday between the two windstorms we had and really good fishing. I think they ended up with over 150 on Thursday and 103 yesterday.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so they didn't miss a beat down there. So very good fishing. And if guys want to go fishing, we got full day trips all this week and day and a half starting Wednesday and Friday night and every other day all next week between the Shogun, the Pacific Queen, the Condor, and the Tomahawk.
Wow, fantastic.
So if you guys want to go fishing, we got you.
That's great. So how do they get a hold of you at Fisherman's Landing?
You can book through the on the phone, 619-221-8500 or fishermanslanding.com.
Yeah, and just book right online or call
online.
You guys in the office. And you guys are going to be hanging out all day today at the docks.
Yep, if everyone.
You want to book a trip, you just walk right up and say, I want on that trip, and let's go fishing.
And if you guys don't have it, if you don't have the gear, we get a lot of calls about rental gear. The nice thing about Fisherman's Landing is we have all the rental gear you guys need, regardless if it's 25-pound test or 100 or 130-pound test.
Okay.
We got the new Calstar, the rail rods, and new Talica 20s and 25s for fishing that big bluefin also.
No kidding.
Yep.
Available for you to rent.
Yep.
You probably want to take one with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we gave out a lot of Talica 16s this past weekend, and some of the guys did hook some of that bigger fish, and they were just a little undergun. We weren't expecting some of those 100, 150-pound fish and stuff like that.
And not everybody's got that kind of gear.
Nope.
So to be able to, you know.
And it's reasonable. If you're going on a day and a half, it's 60 or 70 bucks for one of those Calstar rods and Talica 20 or 25s.
Can't beat it.
You're basically paying for the line.
Yeah.
So, and it's really, really reasonable, and it's all taken very good care of and ready to rock and roll for you.
Yeah,
over
fantastic.
500 yards of Spectra and a short top shot of either 80-pound or 100-pound mono.
Getting all fired up.
Oh,
that's
man.
Just kicking
yeah,
off.
You're ready to go.
Yep.
Oh, wow. Well, great, Carl. Cool. Thanks for joining us and giving us the hot scoop on the bluefin tuna and on the yellowtail. And, of course, it's time to go fishing.
Time to go fishing.
Yeah.
It's only mid-April.
I know. You know, and it's great because people are jazzed about this season. It's going to be a good one.
Yes, it will be.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for
all right,
joining
thanks,
us.
Thanks, guys.
And
thanks,
as you can hear, we have a great show here lined up for you today. We've got a lot going on here in the Let's Talk Hookup booth this morning. Of course, if you want to come by and have a chance to win a $100 gift card that Doug and Rick donated from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, if you just show us that you have the Let's Talk Hookup app on your phone, or you actually have us help you download it. If you're not as tech savvy as maybe you want to be, but you want to have that app, which is just an incredible thing. You can listen anywhere in the world, and of course, we're certainly hopeful that we're going to get a resolution on the radio side of Let's Talk Hookup this week and be back on a broadcast station this week. But in the meantime, you don't need a broadcast station. You've got the app.
Hey, the
app's
cool, man.
The app is amazing. And you know what's cool is I looked at the numbers yesterday. We went through the roof yesterday, so it kind of forced. Yes, and actually I can track the listenership. It kind of forces people to say, okay, let's turn the radio off and let's tune in on the app. And then the people go, hey, you know, I did that for the first time, and this is a great way to listen.
Pete, you know how many people come to Long Beach?
Yeah.
They come from everywhere, you know, Nevada, Arizona. They come from across the nation. I had so many people come up and say they listen on the app,
yep.
And they listen while they're driving, they listen while they're traveling,
right.
While they're working, and the app's cool. I mean, it's just a podcast you can listen to at any point in time.
Yeah, and I did download the archives from yesterday's show. Our guy Adam is out of town, so I kind of messed up, and I wasn't able to get it into our archives. However, it is on our YouTube.
I was going to ask you that. I was going to listen to it yesterday
afternoon. It's on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
I figured that out, and I got it on our YouTube channel. So if you just go to a Let's Talk Hookup Radio show on YouTube, it's up on the YouTube channel. And as soon as Adam gets back from his vacation, which is tomorrow, we'll get that back up on the app as well as on the Let's Talk. But you can also listen live on the Let's Talk Hookup letstalkhookup.com on the streaming. So just tune in that way. And, wow, have we got a great prize for the step up to the mic, too, right?
Let's do it.
Yeah. Yeah, indeed. And so if you want to step up to the mic, we've got a handmade fillet knife from Anza Knives, which
some of the coolest knives
oh,
around,
yeah.
really.
And Don and Heidi are here today at Day at the Docks. This is going to be their first Day at the Docks, so look for them here at Day at the Docks and go by and see those beautiful handmade Anza fillet knives, and be sure to check those out. And so
Pete, other than the stand up to the mic, you can give us a call at 877-792-1090, 858-457-1090. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup. We're here down here at Day at the Docks. If you're not going to come join us, listen to us on the app, streaming live. We'll be right back on Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rock fish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Many years ago, Baja pioneer Bob Van Wormer found the area he called the Great Fish Trap in the East Cape of Southern Baja and built what is now regarded as the premier East Cape resorts of Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Today, following in their father's footsteps, Bob's sons, Bobby, Chucky, and Eddie, have taken Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol to new levels. With the largest sport fishing fleet in Mexico, a luxurious spa, and top-of-the-line resort amenities, Van Wormer Resorts have become a destination for travelers worldwide. But for us, Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol are just a short two-hour flight away. No other tropical fishing destination offers the experience and value that you'll find at Palmas de Cortez and Playa del Sol. Now you can plan your Baja fishing vacation quick and easy by visiting VanWormerResorts.com. And when you're ready to book, it's quick and easy. Or simply call 877-777-TUNA for more information. Van Wormer Resorts, the East Cape's finest.
The West's oldest and biggest yacht show is the Newport Boat Show, celebrating 46 years as the premier yacht show in the West. Of course, it's coming up April 25th through the 28th at Lido Marina Village. More than 200 boats in the water there. Trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, and of course, sport fishers, sailboats, and more. New products, services that makes owning and operating your boat more enjoyable. Of course, rain or shine, it's Thursday, the 25th, 7 to 7, noon to 7, Friday and Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 10 to 5. Admissions only $15. Kids 12 and under are free, and they have military discounts, too. Free off-site parking and shuttle is available. For more information on the Newport Boat Show, check NewportInWaterBoatShow.com.
A top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaforth Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, El Gato Dos, Pride, Tribute, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
All right.
Down here at the Festival of Sports.
Yeah, the Day at the Docks, 2019 edition, the 40th anniversary, right, Fred?
That's what I've heard.
Unbelievable, yeah. And if you want to step up to that mic, we have a handmade Anza fillet knife, who Anza's here today, and go by and see Don and Heidi, and they'll take care of that. In addition to that, we have 10 pairs of tickets to the Newport Boat Show. We were just talking about that up at Lido Village. Just come up and ask us for them, and we'll give you a pair. We got them right here. They're free. Just come up and get them. No problem. We'll take care of you on the Newport Boat Show. And we also, I might add, too, is that we're also giving away that $25 picnic pack from Fisherman's Processing today. We're going to give one of those away to somebody here at the festival. We'll give it away as our Step Up to the Mic prize, a second prize, and it includes a pound of smoked fish. It includes cheese and jerky and a really cool Fisherman's Processing lunch bag, too. So it's the lunch bag special. Fisherman's Processing is here selling those Fred Hall specials that they absolutely killed it on. They're bringing it here today at the dock.
I'll tell you, you were talking about the bluefin biting and stuff. All I could think about was the poke mix.
Oh, the poke. Oh, you killed it. Oh, man. Definitely got to get that today because those bluefin are biting. And, well, look who's here. Steve Carson. Good morning.
Good morning. Boy, yeah. 40th anniversary. It
rumbling in with a diesel engine.
It scares me because I remember that first one. And for some odd reason, the thing that I remember most was there was some kind of a casting contest going on, and everybody was worried that the sinkers might hit the boats and cause some damage, and kind of everybody's brains were spinning, and I said, I've got the solution. I went to Toys R Us. Of course, they're gone. We're here, and they're gone.
They're here.
And I got some dense, you know, just kids' rubber balls, took some Wahoo wire, just clipped some Wahoo wire off, sunk it into the ball, made a little twist, a little eye, and boom, they had perfect casting weights that if they hit the boats, and they did, didn't cause any damage. So
leave it to Steve Carson.
So I remember that from 40 years ago.
That's a great idea.
Odd.
And what do you use today?
If I was in charge of the casting contest, which I'm not, I'd do the same thing.
Wow.
But there's no Toys R Us now. So
no, that's true.
I know where I
go. I bet you could get a rubber ball somewhere.
You'd go
Amazon
online.
Get on Amazon.
Yeah, for sure. So you, now that you're a local guy, it's a little easier for you to get here today at the docks, but you've been coming here for so many years. What are you doing today here at the docks?
Well, I've got a couple seminars, one at 11 o'clock on the main stage and one at 12:30 on the long-range stage. I still have to figure out exactly where those are. The one on the main stage will be just sort of very general tuna and yellowtail techniques. I'll probably spend the beginning of the seminar on yo-yo fishing because that's just so it's such a core technique.
Yeah, and it's happening right now on the Mission Bell and other boats.
And then
the Coronado Island.
After that, I sort of roll with what the audience is interested in, and then the one at 12:30 on the long range change will be on trolling with Rapalas, and yes, it is Rapala, not Rapala, for Wahoo, tuna, yellowtail, local species, whatever. Then in between, although Doug Kern's not here, oh, my God, how do we have a day at the docks with no Doug Kern?
It's his first miss, and he's on a well-deserved vacation with his wife back east.
He
Ricky's in charge. That's why Ricky's not here this morning, because Ricky's in charge of the
Ricky's been over there hustling like crazy.
He's playing Doug today.
He's larger than charge.
Yeah, indeed.
But in between the seminars, I'll be inside the tackle shop at Fisherman's Landing, just basically talking about fishing with people. I will have a couple of secret introduction, ICAST introduction reels that Penn's going to have at the ICAST show. They're a secret, but if you come and find me, I might show them to you.
Whoa!
Nice.
This is stuff that nobody else reveals, and you're going to reveal it.
I'm going to reveal it. Or you can travel to the ICAST show in July, go all the way to Orlando, and then you can
see. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
Officially.
It's hot there. I've been there that time.
And there's
hot.
A lot of gators. There's
There's
alligators in the hotel swimming pool.
Yeah. It's true. Why they picked that place to have the ICAST show, I have no idea, but you know, it is what it is.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Of course, it's cooler than Vegas, but just more humid.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. Well, great to have you, Steve. And you'll be here today at the docks hanging out and talking to people. And thank you for all this. What trips you have going this summer?
Oh, my God. I got so many trips.
Do you?
I've got trips on the Shogun, on the Vagabond, on the American Angler, on the Searcher. All are full except for the Searcher trip's got a little bit of space left in it. That's in mid-September. It's a 7-day.
Okay. Wow.
And perfect time, actually.
Then I've got some local trips on the Nulo Ann and the Pacifica.
Wow.
And those are not sold out yet. And then I moved, I could not give up my San Francisco-based trips on the California Dawn out of Berkeley Marina. Those are super popular trips. Those are all already sold out. So people, the thing that's cool is people feel excited about fishing. They're signing up. They're going to go. And guess what happens when they go fishing? They catch fish.
They actually catch fish.
So it sort of feeds itself.
Yeah, that's cool. All right. Fantastic. Well, thanks for joining us today. You're going to be hanging around talking to people here at Day at the Docks, 40th anniversary. Thanks for joining.
That's why we're
here. And Day at the Docks would not be the same without Steve Carson.
It wouldn't be the same without you either.
and your seminar times again, 11 a.m.?
11 and 12:30.
There you go. Good All times right. with Steve.
Steve, thanks for joining us. Appreciate that. All right, let's go ahead and jump on the phones. Tom from Mesa, Arizona is on the line, and we have Brandon in the studio covering for Adam while he's on vacation. So good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Pete. I just want to let you know I'm listening on the app, and you're coming in loud and clear from Mesa, Arizona.
Fantastic. How's life in Mesa, Arizona, you transplant?
Oh, Rhonda and I love it here.
Oh, cool.
I miss the salt air and the fishing, but there are a lot of other things to do.
Yeah, that's cool. Well, now, of course, if you had your app and you wanted to come by and try and have a chance to win a $100 gift card, you could come by and show us here at the that you have downloaded the app, or we'll download the app for you or help you download the app, and you have that chance to win the $100 gift card that we'll draw right after the show today. And that'll be fantastic. Well, great to hear from you there in Mesa, Arizona.
Day at the Docks. We have a family engagement, so I will see you in May.
Yeah, very good. Well, thanks for calling, Tom. Appreciate that. Rick, step up to the mic there. Rick from Gamakatsu Hooks, you've got a great deal going on here at Day at the Docks.
We do. Actually, the landing is our fisherman's is put
fisherman's
on a,
landing tackle, yeah.
It's put on a buy two, get one free.
Buy two, get one free on any Gamakatsu hook.
On any Gamakatsu
stock.
Hook, yeah.
Now, can I ask you something, Rick?
What?
You have the 9, 10, and 12-aught swim bait hooks here?
I have them here to show.
To show, but not to sell through
not
the
Not to sell. We have the units here,
yes.
But a little bit slow getting them out into the stores, but they are here to at least look at, and they're available to be shipped in the next week or two.
That's a monster size hook.
It is.
It is. I got my hand on a few of them.
So we talked about it yesterday. Buy two, get one free on all the in-stock Gamakatsu hooks.
Right.
And then you also get a box, too.
Well, if they purchase $20 worth
just
of...
Just $20 worth of hooks.
Worth of Gamakatsu hooks.
Gamakatsu hooks.
They'll come over, and for that $20, we'll give them a free utility box made by Gamakatsu.
It's a really cool box.
It
you gave me
nice
one.
Box.
They're very, very nice. And that's a bargain.
It is.
That box is probably worth 10, 12 bucks in itself.
Yeah, about nine or 10 bucks.
Yeah. Well, that's great. So you go to Fisherman's Landing Tackle, either inside or outside. I believe probably inside, right?
Inside of where the hooks behind the
where
counter.
The hooks are. Buy your Gamakatsu hooks. Buy two, get one free. And then come by the Gamakatsu booth and get your box.
As long as they last.
As long as they last.
Yeah,
okay.
First 30 people will get them.
All right. Fantastic, Rick. Thanks for joining us this
Thank
morning.
You.
Appreciate that very much. Dave and Anza is here. Dave is one of our helpers, and thanks, Dave, for helping us out here. Let's Talk Hookup. You downloading some apps for people and getting people showing you apps?
Yes, we're getting all in gear there.
All right,
yeah,
fantastic.
A lot of people asking. So, yeah, my question about Day at the Docks here is, I know in past years there was a deal going at the landings where from now until the end of May, if an adult buys a ticket, you can take a kid out free on a half-day trip. I just wonder, is that still going to be in effect this year?
I'm pretty sure, and I'm thinking 100%, 99%
that's the deal.
That we do that.
At Point Loma Sport Fishing.
It's the introduction.
Yeah.
You know, bring the kids down, and it's 7 days a week. So
wow.
So it's not limited to any days. Come on down and
good,
bring
good
the
on
kids.
Good on the weekends,
and,
too.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Well,
right.
That's great. I've got a grandson and my sister's 3 grandkids, and you can bet we're going to be down there on that deal.
Come on down.
All right. Thanks, Dave. All right. And if you want to step up to the mic like Dave just did, go ahead and see him, and you'll have a chance to win that Anza fillet knife and that package from Fisherman's Processing, too. Mo, you're next up. Mo from Vistas here. Good morning, Mo.
How's it going, Mo?
Good morning, guys. Just a question for Pete. Are you having the Ford dealership this year?
Yes, we are. I'm just finalizing the schedule, and we're going to have them at the usual spots. I've got the amazing prize of a 4-day fly-down, fly-back trip on the Royal Star next January to Mazatlan, including round-trip ticket on Alaska Airlines
wow.
for one person. That's our grand prize this year. That's a big deal, so that's going to be a good one. First one's going to be June 8th. June 8th at Encinitas Ford, and then we're going to be doing it the 4th of July weekend. I believe it's July 6th at Mossy Ford in Pacific Beach. Then the first Saturday in August, will be at North County Ford in Vista. And then to wrap it up, as our usual deal is, at El Cajon Ford, Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, I believe it's like August 29th or 30th, it's going to be at El Cajon Ford. So there'll be the usual four. We'll have the casting contest, the Shimano casting contest, and that incredible grand prize, along with a lot of other great prizes, too.
Great.
All right. Great, Mo. Thanks for coming down a day at the docks. Appreciate that very much. And, boy, oh, boy, let's go ahead and have Kevin from San Marcos step up. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, guys. I just want to know my friends out on the Independence, if anybody heard anything about what they're catching, since they don't put anything on their website.
Oh, they didn't? Yeah.
Well, we heard from Frank earlier about the RP.
The RP was catching, yeah.
He's on a 15-day, he'll be back early next week.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard, but maybe somebody around Day at the Docks here would know. So, all right. Well, thanks for coming. Appreciate that very much. I see Wayne's over there from CCA. Wayne, are you guys involved in Day at the Docks here today? Are you guys have a booth? Are you hanging out with Rollo? What are you doing?
Good morning. Absolutely, we are here. We're signing up people for memberships and selling calendars and getting the word about CCA. Hey, just want to make sure that everybody knows Sardine got saved for Live Bait.
Oh, thank you for reminding me that.
Thank you to Ken Franke and the Sport Fishing Association and all of the work they did, the wet fish producers out of Santa Barbara, all the work up in Santa Rosa yesterday and the day before to save our live bait fishery, guys.
That's
hats
huge.
Off to them. Very huge.
That's enormous for your business as well as all the other businesses here, right?
It means everything.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine not being able to stop, load up with bait.
I couldn't imagine. I mean, there's those times being on the bait boat. I remember, Fred, that there's just times where the anchovy isn't around, you know?
Absolutely, right now.
Yeah, right? You got to have something.
Yeah.
And sardines is that. And talking about overnight fishing and beyond, I mean, the sardines, the staple, you know?
Yep.
No, absolutely. And if the anchovies were in, even then, it would tie their hands, because so often we have a mix of anchovies and sardines.
It's
the way we fish. I mean, this whole industry has been built on that, and if you were to take that away, it would be like taking away 1090.
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully that's going to come back, but one way or another. But the sardine fishery up and down the coast, it's so healthy, and they just didn't look inside that where they fish, right? And I think Buck went up there from Everingham Brothers and just proved, right?
It was a couple of things. One, they're not looking at all of the stock inside the state waters, which is 0 to 3 miles.
Yeah.
There's an issue of the model itself, because it's based on a lot of different factors. It's a model, right, algorithm.
Right.
So the combination of those two during certain times, it's thrown. And right now is one of those anomalies.
Yes.
Right? So they did recognize it, but it's going to take a little while for them to fix that. But cooler heads prevailed this time, and they listened to us and the fishing environment, our side of it. And so they gave us a stay. And so at least we're going to keep allowed to go fishing some more.
For the whole year. How long is the stay?
It's based on amount.
Okay.
So many metric tons.
Yeah.
So hopefully we can make it work through the rest of the year.
Okay, great.
Stay within.
All right. Well, that's
right.
Fantastic.
And don't forget, we still got the 12-month license on the plate. We got out of the first committee, and we'll be going to appropriations next. And so we're still pushing for the 12-month license along with the R3 program out of the department.
How cool would that be?
It's more than that. It's not just 12-month license from the date of purchase. It's trying to get an online app. It's trying to get auto renewal. It's trying to hold costs down. All the different factors, a marketing campaign, trying to get more people on the water, trying to get more people hunting and fishing combined, combo licenses. It's all of these things combined that we're fighting for, not just the 12-month license issue.
I would guess that 12-month license on the daily double for people going half-day fishing, it's got to be a huge deal.
It is. And you know what's amazing is how we end up doing the marketing for the government, because
You're actually the salesman for the license.
Yeah, in the long run, this is what's better for them. And they just want to sit on their hands and not do it.
Yeah.
But yet,
you mentioned that.
And we're the guys in the field, and we're telling you this would be better.
Yes.
And
especially if they put in auto renew.
With the sardines, you know, it's the same thing. You get biologists, you get people that are book smart, but you got guys that are in the field 200 days a year, And this is what we're seeing.
Yes.
Believe us, this is what we're seeing. This is what's here. This is what's right.
And more important, Fred, not only what you're seeing, but what you've seen from years past, you know, and connecting it all.
Yeah, but then you have somebody like Wayne and Ken Franke that go and do battle for us, and you guys are so important.
It's awesome, Wayne.
Yeah, thank you, Wayne.
So figure it this way. Same thing that Let's Talk Hoops going through with the app and how much that's going to change your show is the same thing that we're trying to do on the fishing side with the app.
Absolutely.
Online is the way to go. Let's bring it to the 21st century. Let's move forward
and
grow, because the more people we have hunting and fishing, the cheaper it'll come, because the cost will come down because we have more people buying in.
And that's true. And yesterday proved that Let's Talk Hookup streaming on the app, we like quadrupled, like five times our normal audience.
Didn't
miss a step. The same would go with proper technology for fish and wildlife.
Absolutely.
If they grab onto that.
Absolutely. So we have a petition in our booth. So
okay, great. Where is the CCA?
Right around the corner here, when you come in the entrance to the right.
Right next to Fisherman's Landing?
No, in between the two buildings.
Okay,
there.
In between Point Loma and Fisherman's Landing.
Yeah, next to IGFA.
All right, you and Chris will be hanging out there talking fishing.
And all of our San Diego chapter volunteers.
All right, fantastic.
Good work.
All right,
thanks
very much for all your hard work. Appreciate that very much.
All right, when we come back and Let's Talk Hookup, we're going to have more Day at the Docks, more with Fred Huber. We're going to be right back. Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network, Pete.
The Sierra trout season is just around the corner, and I can't wait. Rockcod Rick here for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer, or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. It's simple. Check out their website, adventureandcamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote and your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Dallas and I did exactly that, and it was incredible. We chose a beautiful Mammoth Area campground. Adventures in Camping delivered the trailer to our spot. We just showed up and enjoyed a clean, spacious trailer without any of the hassle. When it comes time to go home, we just closed the door and drove away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure in Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention Rockcod Rick sent you for a special 20% off offer, but this special won't last, so go to adventureincamping.com today.
Hydrohoist is about to be reintroduced to California boaters in a big way. Have you ever white-knuckled your boat down a California freeway just to arrive at a crazy, crowded launch ramp with no place to park your trailer? Well, I have, and it's no fun. This is Rob Sanford for Hydrohoist Boat Lifts. You've heard me for years on the Mighty 1090 talking about Parker, Defiance, Yamaha, or Pacific Edge, and these products are the best for our unique Western needs. And Hydrohoist is in the exact same league. This is not your father's boat lift. Level lifting, self-contained, no need to bolt it to a dock, and you can put a Harbor Hoist model almost anywhere. Want to see one in action? Hydrohoist has a great new dealer in Mission Bay right next to SeaWorld. Yep, you guessed it. It's Dana Landing, and they're the new dealer for Hydrohoist boat lifts. Their awesome 36 Yellowfin is sitting right on top of one next to the launch ramp. Go ask Nick to take a look. So don't lug it. Lift it on a Hydrohoist boat lift from Dana Landing in Mission Bay, or go to boatlift.com for more information. Get lifted.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
All right, time to talk about great stuff from Shimano. And you know, Corey, I was down in El Salto for a couple of days. And got to fish that new Shimano SLX that I paid less than $100 for with a free ride at the Fred Hall Show. Telling you, that reel is unbelievable. For $100, if you go buy it for $100, it's amazing. And I put 30-pound version 2 Power Pro Super 8 Slick. Wow, what a great combo. But when you're bass fishing, what's your favorite setup?
I'm sold on the DC-150, to be honest with you.
Man.
I mean, for the price of that reel, it's like a $250 reel.
Yeah. It sings.
It's butter.
It sings to you.
It's butter.
Yeah. And you put, now what are you putting on that?
Well, I'm putting 40-pound 40-pound power pro and a 20 to 30-pound leader and fishing everything from a popper to the weedless swim bait. And
yeah.
You can check them out down here at Day at the Docks. I see them all loaded up there, ready to go.
Oh, yeah. Shimano's right here at Day at the Docks. They've got everything there. You can talk to the guys. You can learn connections from the Shimano Power Pro guys. And ask them about matching the right rod and reel. Hey, you're going bluefin tuna fishing? You want to get the Talica 20 or 25, ask them about that Therese rail rod and getting the right stuff. Right here at Day at the Docks, the Shimano booth. Come on down and check them out.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
XERRS1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. We're down here at Day at the Docks celebrating sport fishing, sitting here with Fred Huber. And
that's pretty cool.
How's it getting better?
Cliff from Lakewood is here, and he is showing off his 10-foot the Captain Rollo rod that he won in the contest.
Oh, is that the one?
Yeah, that's the one. Yep, that's it. And that's pretty cool. So congratulations, Cliff. Couldn't go to a nicer guy there, that's for sure. A
lot of legend behind that rod, Cliff.
Yeah, indeed, yeah. You going to go catch a fish on it, Cliff? Yeah, you going to go catch a yellow?
He's going to fish it.
All right, great. Well, that's fantastic. All right. Well, great. Great you won it, and that's fantastic. Hey, it's time for our catch report today. Catch report today is sponsored by the Fish Bros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they have the best fish processing for your trip returns to the San Diegos, Fish Bros a market. You can purchase fresh fish, smoked fish, jerky, spices, rubs, and we talked about it today.
The poke mix.
Oh, the poke mix.
I want the poke mix.
Yeah, they're here at Day at the Docks with great, great specials. They have that lunchbox special. They have all the Fred Hall specials, and you don't want to miss it. They were inundated at Fred Hall, but they re-upped all their inventory, and they're here at the Day at the Docks ready to go and take care of your needs. So go see them right there here at Day at the Docks and grab up on some of those great spices and rubs, and Corey's favorite, the pokey mix, and, of course, the great stuff there too. So, all right, let's go ahead and get started, right? Who do we have, Corey?
Brian Woolley,
yeah.
State of War Sport Fishing. Good morning.
What's up, guys? How's it going this morning?
Hey, before you get started, we have a big, big day today. And unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it because we're here all day. But 85th birthday for the legend, Don Hanson. Happy birthday, Don.
Absolutely. That's a big deal, huh?
Yep. Yeah, it is.
Absolutely. I'm going to be there. Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah. I'm going to miss a good party, right?
It's going to be fun. Lots of his friends from times past and whatnot are going to be there helping celebrate. So we're looking forward to that. That's going to be a fun thing to attend today, no doubt. So I'll make sure I give him a high five for you.
Yeah, know please that, do. Indeed.
You wish you were there. Well, hey, our report this week, you know, obviously we had a couple breezy days up here, actually everywhere, that, you know, kept our week a bit abbreviated. But, you know, the sunshine that we did have kind of mixed in there when the wind wasn't blowing, did start to perk things up a little bit. Kind of nice to see we get a little bit of that sunshine and things start to change. On our three-quarter day runs right now, we're still out in that deep water poking around fishing that rockfish. You know, the wind didn't really do much to affect the catching opportunities down there in that deep water other than keeping us off of it. But some of the zones that have been loaded with the bait, like that red crab and the sardines, it kind of cleared out a little bit. And we've been able to get set up on some good hard bottom and catch some real nice looking rockfish. Good mixed fish, along with some toad sculpin and plenty of whitefish kind of filling the bags. And we're telling our guys, you know, now that with all this braided line and all this fancy stuff, you gotta be fishing the braided line when you're fishing rockfish. It's such a game changer. You know, the guys with the mono certainly can get their lines to the bottom, but being able to get that sinker or that jig to the bottom with that braided line just makes life so much easier. On the half-day front here for us, stuff, you know, we started to see that improvement, but, you know, that wind really did a number on both the temperature and the quality of the water, so it's been a few baths here and there, along with some sheephead kind of a deal, but we've also been fishing some of that deeper water out close to the harbor, seeing some good rockfish and some whitefish action, too, on those half-days. So just kind of a getting by, making it work kind of a deal on that. Certainly, we're hoping that some of the sunshine this week, I know there's a little bit of wind in the forecast, but some of the sunshine this week continues to keep perking things up. And then finally, the Fury, he's continued to have some great fishing over at Colmeny on his overnights. Again, quality rockfish over there. Easy limits for his guys on his trip yesterday, as well as a shot at some of that yellowtail and some of that lingcod that's been over there as well. So that's it for us here at Dana Wharf. If you guys want to hop on a trip, come on up and fish up here. Some of our Orange County guys, give us a call here at our office. It's 949-496-5794. Of course, you can check us out at danawharf.com. And then, as usual, use that discount code DW25. That'll save you 25% on one of these half or three-quarter day trips when you book online.
Indeed. That sounds like a great time, Brian. And, boy, again, happy birthday to Don, and enjoy the day. And we'll talk to you next Sunday.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks. Sounds, enjoy yourself down there as well.
Sounds like good times, Brian. You can't beat 25% off with a DW25.
How about that, huh?
I think that's – I call that good times, Pete.
Yes, indeed.
Talking about good times, we're going to jump right into it. Surf Report, Gundy Gunderson. Good morning. My favorite report of the week, Gundy.
Corey, what's going on, you guys? Sounds like fun down there.
Oh, yeah. You should be here, Gundy.
Everyone's all fired up. I love this time of year, you know. And they got good reason to be. I mean, let me throw this report at you. You know, we had a little hiccup during the week, got the breeziness or whatever, but things recovered nicely over the weekend, and the trend is good. Warming water, grunion run, lots of bait inside, and the sand crabs are starting to show on some of the beaches, so those are all the elements we're looking for. Starting up there in Santa Barbara, hook, line, sinker reported good perch action, lots of fish up to a pound and a half with some kickers to 2 pounds. Campus Point was a hot spot this week. Mussel and cut squid took easy limits of perch there with some yellowfin croakers, small leopard sharks mixed in. East Beach has been another good bet there for halibut. A few legals were also taken on the sandbar there at the mouth of the harbor, and that's a good swim bait spot. Wiley's reported excellent mixed bag fishing on the grub. A couple shop regulars there been working 3-inch motorola grub red flake off the rocky beaches, taking lots of sand bass, and I guess continue to say this, but I'm getting lots of sand bass reports. 4 pounds was the biggest sand bass. Yellowfin croakers, short white sea bass starting to show too, and some shallow water rockfish mixed in. Guys are tipping the grub of the small piece of squid there. Big Rock, Las Flores was good for the folks up there at Wiley's. Nice mixed bag fishing. Just Fishing reported taking a 7-pound striped bass off Manhattan there on a lucky craft. The perch and halibut bite improving along that stretch. Big Fish reported good halibut action along Shoreline Drive. They said that stretch just jugged with bait, and once you see those birds picking and stuff, a crocodile is a good bet. A drop shot fluke bait also working. Top fish 32 inches this week on the halibut. Alamitos Bay, good bass fishing in there. Hogan's reported the same thing. Good bass fishing in and around Dana Point Harbor. One of the shop regulars there caught and released 7 bass, sand, calico, and bay bass on a drop shot, little gulp finesse minnow. And then Pacific Coast reported a 2-pound, 10-ounce barred perch. That's a real nice perch for a southern model. And that took their perch derby. The guy got it on a blood worm. And then finally, Blue Water reported an 8-pound orange mouth come out of Dog Beach. And that very good halibut fishing, too, in and around the harbor mouth. Smelt pattern bait, some guys using live smelt. But the halibut bite really kicking up, Pete. This next week, we got excellent tide swings, so I picture some nice catches. And you know that southern section near you guys there, those lagoons will kick out those 20-pound halibut this time of year, so be prepared.
Beautiful weather and lots of fishing going on. Thanks, Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru extraordinaire.
And enjoy we'll talk yourselves,
to you next,
guys.
Yep, thanks. Talk to you next Sunday. Absolutely. Hey, Rockcod Rick's got his other hat on today. Good morning, Ricky.
Good morning, Rick.
What's going on? A Fisherman's Landing Tackle.
It feels so weird to be on this side of the table of the table. But
Corey's really
doing good.
A great job with us. And Fred, we got double co-hosting today. It's fantastic.
Well, I've been listening. We have it on in the shop as we do every morning. But, it's good. We're set up and we're ready and about an hour ahead of schedule, so we're all stoked. Obviously, the boss is gone, so we all thought about just taking the day off, but we figured word would probably get back to him. So we came and set it all up, and
there
we're going for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well,
so.
Doug, about it, Doug's on a well-deserved vacation.
Yeah, totally. Yeah,
you guys have been hustling this morning, Rick.
He's been hustling all week, yeah. Man, this poor guy.
Yeah, we're stoked, though. It's good. Day of the Docks is like our favorite day. It's here. It's a, yeah. We always say it's a celebration of sport fishing, and that's what we're at the heart of, and it's a fun day, and it's a family day, and honestly, we have what probably is our best, some of our best show deals that we have because we get to put everything on sale at Day of the Docks. And when we go to Long Beach and we go to Del Mar, we can only take so much stuff. The entire store, a lot of things we don't get put on sale, things. We can't bring every piece we have. We can't bring every lead head that we have and the war baits and all that kind of stuff, but Day at the Docks, that's all buy two, get one free. Like,
wait a minute, MC swim baits are buy two, get one free?
Every lure that we have.
Buried.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Every single lure that we have in the shop is buy two, get one. Period.
Oh,
like, no exceptions. No, you want to buy no match lure, they're buy two, get one free.
That's
crazy. You can mix and match. MC swim baits, which we never put on sale, they're buy two, get one free.
That's
crazy. Everything. Like, every iron, every jig, every lure that we have is buy two, get one
Rick,
free.
Rick, I just did the math, and that's honestly, that's a better than the Long Beach or Del Mar.
It is, yeah.
Fred Hall show prices.
That's
seriously.
Crazy.
Yeah, we cut it for Day of the Docks. It's our last one, and again, this is us. This is the San Diego Sport Fishing Day, so
yeah.
We kind of pull out all the stops and... You know, rods, we don't normally get to... A CalStar Graphiter, which we never put on sale, they're $40 off.
Come
like,
on.
Yeah,
and
CalStar really
good. Is here today if you want to go yank on and talk to the guys at CalStar.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
All of the different rod manufacturers are here. It's a really good day. Everything we have in the shop is sale. Every reel has a special
come on.
Line.
Even Shimano?
Well,
they're not supposed to be on sale
know,
there, Rick.
I don't know
yeah,
about
but,
all that.
But
we'll
wait
see.
A minute. You said every reel is on sale.
You just
sale.
Can't say that.
Everyone, and I'm not saying anything else.
And here's the cool thing. It's a free event.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is a great day. The boys are all pumped. We got a killer booth. We've got a barrel full of rod blanks outside, saltwater rod blanks from Roddy that are $8.
$8.
$8. We got guide sets on sale for like 15. Like, you could build a custom rod if you wanted to, like, build it in your garage for probably $40 finished.
All the components.
Yeah, everything. I mean, we have $8 blanks and $15 guide sets. I mean, you could build the whole thing top to bottom for probably $40. It's just going to be a really good day. Those liquid sticks we always talk about, we sell them every day in the shop for $60. They're $29.95.
Come on.
So,
wow.
It's just going to be a really good day, and we're pumped, and the boys are excited. And, yeah, we love it. And it's a one-day-only thing,
yeah.
So you kind of get away with giving away the farm and... It's all good.
Big deal. All right. Today, it's going on to, was it 5 o'clock?
Yeah, today
yeah,
till 5.
5 o'clock. And right down here, Day of the Docks, inside the store as well as outside the store.
Yeah, so basically everything inside the store, all the brand new merchandise is all on sale of some fashion or another. And then outside's where, like, the craziness is. The $6 T-shirts and the $8 blanks. And, you know, we have another fun one. Like, we take every spool of Spectra that we have that we don't think is going to completely fill a reel perfect. So instead of being 500 yards on it, there might be 300 yards left, or there might be 250 yards, or there might
gotcha.
Be 100 yards that you want to make wind-ons out of.
Maybe the perfect amount for a calico fishing.
Exactly.
On a 300.
We save all of those just for Day at the Docks. Most of them are like $5. You know what I mean? Like, it's just Day at the Docks special stuff that we save all year
just
for today.
Just got to get rid of it.
Yeah, it's a really fun day.
Yeah.
So.
Rick, right. It cost me $30 to go in and film
yeah.
a calico.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
$5
exactly.
sounds like
so.
A heck of a bargain. Yeah,
yeah
all right.
So come on down. We're going to have a great day, and I look forward to seeing everybody.
All right, Rock God Rick, thanks a lot, and great job here, and we miss you, but Corey's doing a fantastic
job. Yeah, I
job.
Can tell.
Hey,
I want to snag all my right. tickets to Newport Boat Show, too.
Yeah, there you go, right here. There they are.
I can't do the mic.
Good job. All right. Let's go.
Thank you.
All right, let's do it, Pete. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090, Let's Talk Hookup Network. We'll be right back. Day at the Docks.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage, to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Dana Lanning in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. This is Chelsea. Come see me and our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Lanning has you covered with the Blackjacks, perfect for up to four anglers, or the Impulse with up to six. Dana Lanning has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget the amazing deli at Dana Lanning with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Lanning is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanning.com for more details.
When you put on a pair of Maui Jim sunglasses, the world begins to look different. Colors are more vivid. Contrast is clearer. Details are crisper. Wherever your vision leads you, beauty follows. With polarized lenses that eliminate glare and enhance color, Maui Jim sunglasses won't change the world. They'll change the way you see it. Color, clarity, detail. Maui Jim.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
You know, the ranch is unique. It's one of the few places in the world where you can still drive ATVs up the beach. We have fishing from the beach. We have dive trips that we run to Pomo in a number of different spots. Kayaking, of course, has been real big. We were one of the first hotels to introduce kayaking. The ranch is small, you know. It's intimate. It's 34 rooms, so everyone gets to know everyone. The old saying, where everyone knows your name. Well, truly at Rancho Leonero, the employees do know pretty darn near all our guests' names. And what's even more interesting is most of the guests know each other's names. Very personal, very intimate, and a special, special environment. 2 miles of beachfront, a mile on either side of the hotel. Rancho Leonero is really the last of the old-style Baja fishing resorts. 1-800-646-2252. 1-800-646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for seven, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out. Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therese rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego or on the web at saltwatertackle.com. Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trips, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering great half- and full-day open party trips. Book online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.